Well, a very good morning to Tamar Munch.
Hello. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks very much. I've seen The Outsider, but I haven't actually sort of had a good look at it yet.
Mm.
This is on Soho. It's a US drama on Soho, and it's another Stephen King. With another Stephen King.
Yeah, and it's an adaptation of quite an old Stephen King book, actually. I've been watching a bit of stuff over the summer, drama wise, and I've sort of been quite disappointed with the offerings that have been out there. To be honest, it feels like there's this real spate of content which is kind of mysterious and slow moving, and nothing ever really happens from episode to episode. I'm talking about things like Messiah on Netflix and Servant on Apple TV, and with all sorts of things I dipped into and wasn't that impressed with. And actually, when I went to look at The Outsider, I was like, oh God, this is going to be another one of these, like, dark and mysterious and slow and nothing's bloody going to happen, you know. But actually, it's pretty good. It's actually, we're a fair way through the show. So episode 7 screened this week. So it's based on Stephen King's novel of the same name, and it's called a horror crime drama series. I think horror's not quite the right word. I mean, there's definitely some supernatural elements to the show. So, but it's not kind of Stephen King it or anything. You know, it's not quite as gruesome, I think, as horror might allude to. Although there are, you know, it is dark. It begins pretty straightforward, following a seemingly straightforward investigation into a murder of a young boy. Small town America, and this regular guy, Terry Maitland, who's played by the very wonderful Jason Bateman. He's a suburban parent, and he is the person who's accused of this grisly murder. And so that's kind of our episode. Well, that's what takes us into episode one, what starts the series off. What I really like about the show and is Jason Bateman. So, you know, Jason Bateman, who is this lovely actor who's had quite a comedic career, but in more recent years has kind of turned his hand to these slightly more serious, darker series, like Ozark is the other one that comes to mind. And this is in the similar vein. So he's been accused of this murder. And Ben Mendelsohn, who's an Australian actor, really great performer as well, he's playing the cop. And what's lovely about the show is it feels like they've almost reversed type, in that, you know, Ben Mendelsohn, who's usually playing the dark, broody bad guys, is playing still a little bit of a dark, broody cop, but he's playing the good guy cop. And Jason Bateman is playing this guy who has been accused of murder. Whether or not he did it is obviously up for questioning. And that's kind of where the supernatural element comes in. The other person who's in the show who has a great, she's really terrific, and I'd like to see more of her, is Cynthia Erivo, who was nominated at the Oscars this year for Harriet. She's a British actress, and she plays this very quirky, weird kind of investigator who gets brought in and dives into the supernatural side of things. The show, despite this kind of, you know, crime, horror, supernatural element that goes on, I think what's great about the series, what I've really liked about it, is that the performances are really understated. It's all played very real. The emotions are true. And I mean, this is because it's got a great cast of very accomplished, well-regarded actors. But, you know, they're not going to overblow it. It's not kind of it's not extreme in any way. So despite the fact that the story is kind of this weird fantasy kind of story playing underneath this quite traditional crime thread, you kind of get drawn in just because of the natural performances. And I think it's worth noting, I mean, part of that, I think, as well, is kind of the impressive creative team behind the show. So the writer is a guy called Richard Price, who wrote The Wire, and which I have talked about at length on on a previous review. I'm a big fan of The Wire, and also The Night Of, which was a great series from a couple of years ago. And there's also this week's episode was written by Dennis Lehane, and he's also got another episode coming up. And people may know his name because he's a author who wrote books like Mystic River and Shutter Island and Gone Baby Gone, all books that have been remade into best-selling or, you know, box office smash films. But he's got this very gothic kind of vibe to him, and Dennis Lehane in particular, and this week's episode, I think, really brought that to the fore. So, yeah, it's got a few more episodes left to go, but it is one, you know, if you like a crime series, it's not sort of your CSI type crime series. If you like,
it's got a bit of added extra.
Yeah.
The Outsider on Soho. Sometimes they replay those on another Soho channel later as well.
Yeah.
Help Is on the Way. Just a couple of minutes for that one to mark. This is a local documentary that's on Prime this coming Sunday, is it?
Yeah, so it's obviously the anniversary of the Christchurch, February 22nd Christchurch earthquake this Saturday. And this is a documentary which tells the story of the Hotel Grand Chancellor and the heroic rescue, really, of 36 people who were trapped in the upper floors of the hotel after the earthquake. The title itself is taken from words that were spray-painted on the road by the police as a message to those trapped inside. And the documentary, it's a pretty simple, standard documentary format. It's first-person interviews with people who were there on the day, guests in the hotel, staff from the hotel, the police, the crane operators that were there who rescued the people, you know, from the roof of the car park, I think it was. And also the builders who really stood out for me. There was a group of builders who were working on the hotel post the September quake, and their accounts are quite remarkable, and there's something really delightful about how laid back and laconic. There's one guy in particular, Barry, who, even though he wouldn't necessarily say it himself, the way the story is told, he's really a hero of the story in terms of the rescue. It's quite remarkable. And he's this really laid back, laconic Kiwi bloke, and it's kind of just a delight to watch. It definitely brings the emotion of that day to the fore, and the scariness of that situation. I think that I hadn't quite appreciated exactly what went on in there, and you know, how precarious the situation was. I think that's what it really brought home for me.
Thank you. So that's this Sunday, 8:30 p.m. on Prime. Help Is on the Way. Tamar, thank you very much.